Download it for your listening pleasure. This is the Tim and Jess podcast.
Had something quite special happen last night.
Ooh.
Now, when you're a parent, some of these firsts catch you off guard.
Okay.
And I was caught very off guard when I got home last night. My son Jack, speak about it every now and then. He's turning 2 at the end of July.
Yes.
He's just like, every day I'm just blown away by this little boy. And I can't imagine what it's like, because obviously I don't remember being almost 2. Everything just must be so full on.
Oh, yeah.
And
brand new.
Brand new. Literally every day, every single thing is probably brand new. And last night, got home, and I love, like, it's one of those things where you just never know how it feels until it happens. But, like, getting home and, like, knowing that he's going to run up to me with a smile on his face is just the best.
I did enjoy when we came over to babysit last week. He was standing at the front door, and you've got like the glass pane, and he was like aggressively
hello,
waving.
Hello, Jess and Akshay. But last night, I received a very special invitation from my son.
Oh,
I got to go to my very first tea party.
Oh my god, mm-hmm. I'm gonna cry. I'm too hormonal for this.
Yeah, it was a pretty big deal. So
written invitation?
Pardon?
Written invitation?
No, it was, he came and grabbed my hand.
Right.
And he said, Dada, tea party.
Oh.
And he walked me into the playroom, and there was a rug, and there were some bears that he'd put out there, some like teddy bears.
Hand selected.
And he'd got this like little plastic set.
Yeah.
And he was very happy with it.
Did you look back at your wife and go, you're not invited?
No, apparently I'd... This wasn't the first tea party of the
day. Oh, okay.
But so he says, come to tea party? I go, of course, this is...
Mm-hmm.
I've waited my whole life for this moment to be invited to my child's tea party. And I go and sit down. And I said, what's on the menu? And he goes, Bappuccino? Dadaccino?
Yep.
Mamaccino? Coffee? Hot chocolate? Tea? And I was like,
wow, quite a selection.
Quite a selection there. And I was like, Dad will have a tea.
He's like, Dad will have a Dadaccino, actually.
Yes. I was like, normally that's what I would ask for, a Dadaccino, but I said, I'll have a tea. And he gets this little, so he gets the teacup, this little kettle, and like, it's making all the sounds.
Oh.
And he's like, going,
shh. Well, because he sees your wife make coffee every morning.
He's
so
pouring in the.
He's a barista already.
In the imaginary water. Goes over, he goes, looks at me, he goes, sugar? Like, and it's like,
oh.
He's working hard in this little tea party, and 2 scoops of sugar, little bit of honey, comes over to me, says, Dada, hot.
Good.
I was like,
don't drink it just yet.
Thank you for the heads up.
It's hot.
And he goes, blow it, blow. So I'm having my, and he's giving out the teacups to the teddies that have been invited.
Yeah.
You know, it's a pretty VIP event.
Wow.
I know we've been talking about like this corporate box to the footy this weekend at the Cats game, but
I haven't copped an invitation to Jack's tea party yet.
And,
so.
Oh, it was the best.
Yeah.
It was the best. It caught me off guard. You know, a nighttime tea party, you'd think, how embarrassing. Your scheduling is all over the place. What type of operation are you running here, sir?
He's just staying open late so that he can make some extra cash.
Yes.
It's a new business,
oh,
Tim.
Oh, man. He stung me.
Oh.
3 coins.
3 coins?
I only have 3. So that's all the money.
Your life savings.
That's all the money we have in the house. It was 3 coins.
Wow.
And I saw him pocket one. So
it's his business. He can do whatever he wants.
That's what I was going to say. So, but yeah.
Wow.
Awesome.
Going to be interesting when the ATO comes knocking on the Bolch household, though.
I'm throwing him under the bus. I'm like, look, I know I'm his dad, but...
I watched him pocket that coin.
Yeah, we've got it on the cameras.
Jess and Tim. Oh, wait, sorry. It's Tim and Jess.
Tim, when I first got pregnant, I kind of naively thought to myself, you know how, like, everyone tells you, like, oh, as you get further into the pregnancy... Like, you know, the baby brain starts to come in, right?
I feel like, yeah, baby brain's a very common thing. I think I was probably, I like to think of myself as a smart man.
Sure.
When it comes to social settings, I'd never wanted to, when my wife was pregnant, ever say.
Baby brain.
I think it's just a bit of the baby brain.
Yeah.
I was like, I just don't think that, like, that could land harshly coming from anyone who isn't the pregnant person.
This is what I was thinking.
And I would never say it to you
either.
When I
first got pregnant, I was like, well, obviously, this is just like some like old wives' tale. and baby brain's not real.
But when you think about it, like what your body is doing and going through right now is immense. There is quite literally nothing
ridiculous.
Like it that the human
the
body can do.
The amount of hormones, yeah. the things that my body is doing for the first time, I cannot even fathom. And this morning, I think I had my first instance of going, yeah, I think that was the baby brain.
And look, without sounding disrespectful, it might be hard to qualify for you. Like sometimes I watch you do stuff and I'm like, what are you doing? what are you doing? But if it's that red of a herring, it must have been pretty bad.
So this morning I was doing some cooking. A couple of friends of ours have just had a baby themselves. And I know that, you know, when you and your partner had your little one, Jack, it helped a lot when I brought some food over.
Oh, man. So, it's like just one less thing you got to think about.
Yeah.
Everything's so new. It can be confronting. Everyone handles it differently. But, yeah, we were a bit like shell-shocked for the first week or so.
So I was like, I'll chuck some pork in the slow cooker because these guys love my pulled pork.
Didn't our husband specifically say...
He specifically asked for the pulled pork.
Make me pulled pork.
I love that pulled pork you make. Can you make some? I was like, yes, I can do that. And then I thought I'd make some of those iron cookies that I... the cookies that were super high in iron that I made for your wife when she got pregnant.
Really helpful.
Because, yeah, again, super helpful to have that extra iron when you're breastfeeding. And so I got up early this morning and I was like, here we go. I put the pork on. I start making these cookies. I put them in the oven. And I go, okay, I'm just going to potter around while the cookies are in the oven, set a timer with in the kitchen, and I was like cleaning up, doing some dishes, cleaning up in the lounge room.
Stuff like pulled pork and cookies, it's a set and forget.
Yeah, so you don't have to, you know, sit there and watch the oven. So I have turned the oven up obviously too high in my rush to get these cookies done. And then
the rush that you've decided you're
in. And then I've walked away to go and clean and stuff. So my alarm goes off. I didn't hear it.
Okay.
So 5 minutes pass.
Yeah.
The cookies have now been in there for 20 minutes when they needed to be in there for 15.
Okay.
Another 5 minutes passes. I've only just realized I didn't hear the alarm go off.
Like, this feels like it's been longer.
Feels like a long 15 minutes. And so,
do you remember loosely what time you put it on? So you can be like, oh, well, it should have gone off at like 7:15. It's 9:45 now. I feel like I might have missed the window here.
I definitely remember exactly when I put it on.
Yeah.
So 25 minutes later, I go and check the cookies. All of them have burnt to a crisp, like flattened out, black, Tim, like tar, because they had some chocolate chips in them.
Oh, so it's just...
And so it's just like melted, oozy...
It's fossil fuel now.
It's terrible. It's absolutely terrible. And so I'm sitting there, I burst into tears.
Oh, Jess.
Like, I'm just trying to do a nice thing for our beautiful friends. My husband comes downstairs as I'm like wiping away my tears. I'm like, oh, hopefully he hasn't seen me.
If he hasn't seen you, he's heard it. Wailing in the kitchen.
And he's come up and gone, ooh, cookies, yummy.
It's at that point you blacked out. You woke up, blood on your hands.
And I went, don't touch them. They're disgusting. And he picks one up and takes a bite. Bless him. I don't know how he did it.
Yeah.
He takes a bite out of it and he's like, nah, they're good. Like, they're basically ash at this point. And I was like, please stop pretending that they're nice. Like, I think I finally had my baby brain happen.
That's
not baby
brain, Jess.
But I just forgot that they were in there, Tim. No, when have I ever forgotten that biscuits are in the oven?
You are one of the more distracted people I know. Yes or no? How many times have you... Well, not even yes or no. It's a how many. Give me a bracket. How many times have you almost missed the start of this show because you're clearing out the work fridge?
Oh, yeah. I do get distracted. They're disgusting.
So, but
we work
good.
With pigs.
No, this is good. This is good. Your baby brain hasn't sunk in yet.
Okay.
It's just so this distracted
is just,
Jess.
It's just normal distracted
Oblivious
Jess.
Oblivious Jess. Got distracted doing something else. It's hyperfixation, Jess.
But it's nice that
you know,
I have something
it.
To blame.
Yeah. Because blaming
sorry, kid.
Blaming yourself is old news. We've done that for so long now. Tim and Jess, the podcast. I'm hesitant to talk about this, but it's been a wild ride the last few days, Jess.
Oh.
This will be the third and final time we speak about this. Promise.
Okay.
On Tuesday, we started the conversation about the rumors
we've been begged not to talk about this.
I know. This is the final time. I promise. What did I bring on Tuesday?
There were rumors of
official hearings. It's like a sighting, but only with your ears.
People have been reporting hearing a rooster crowing on Little Melp Street.
Just near Market Square.
Yep.
Multiple reports. No one's seen a chicken, a rooster. You would think even in the apartments near that area,
yeah,
that'd be heinous to have a rooster there, right?
Not super safe for the rooster.
We had some anonymous messages coming through. Essentially, Jess, they were saying, you don't know what you're talking about.
Stop while you're ahead.
Stop while you're ahead. We got that message. The following day, another message came through. It was like, seriously, like the fact that you even spoke about the first thing that I messaged about?
Yeah.
That's just ridiculous. Stop it. There have been some whispers that it is the ghost of a haunted poultry truck.
Yeah.
Driving around the CBD.
Nah, seems plausible. Mm-hmm.
But I've been given permission by this anonymous person, who again has referred to themselves as a friend.
Okay.
Because they heard how, I guess, alarmed we were yesterday on the show talking about this and about the second message they sent through. This is titled, The Coop is Closed.
Oh.
This will be my last message. The rooster, or whatever it is, has gone quiet.
Oh.
Not gone, just quiet. It happened sometime after midnight last night. There was one final stretched out crow that echoed across the CBD like a slow motion siren. And then nothing. Not a chirp, not a cluck, just silence. The kind that settles over a place like feathers on cold concrete.
Oh my God.
Some say we finally ruffled its feathers too much. Others reckon it's found what it's looking for. Curtis from Market Square hasn't been seen since he posted that selfie with the caption, Chook Apocalypse now. Coincidence? Maybe. But he did say he was free range. Almost done. A few brave souls went searching again today, hoping for answers or at least one last beak at the mystery. But the laneways are clean now. No feathers, no prints, just a faint smell of cornmeal and dread. So this is it. The tale is over. We poked the rooster. It pecked back. And now we're left with an empty nest of questions and a community forever just a little bit scrambled. If you're reading this, do yourself a favour. Don't chase stories that crow too loudly. Some eggs are best left unhatched. I'm logging off permanently. Stay sunny side up Geelong. A friend.
Are you the friend?
No.
Be honest with us.
No, I'm not the friend.
You can't even look at me.
I'm not the friend. No, I'm too emotional to look at you. This has been scary. This has been scary.
Oh, it's been very real. Mm-hmm.
Very real, very scary.
Oh, so, I've been very scared.
So, they've signed off as a friend. They've said there's nothing to worry about now. These rooster crows that we've been hearing.
Thank goodness.
Near the CBD.
The pretend rooster is gone.
Are you right? This is how we get back in trouble. I've been working
all I'm saying all is, hours of the if night it to was get real, out of this. If it was a real rooster, come at me, bro.
Are you clucking mad? What are you doing? We got out. We got out. We got. What? I'm now washing my hands with this.
Sure.
This is too much. It's too
and I'll
scary.
Wait to hear the rooster crow again.
Mate, you're taking this way too lightly. Unbelievable. All right.
Thanks, friend.
I'll throw you. They wouldn't sign a friend if they weren't.
Sure.
That's all I'm saying.
Yeah.
So we'll put it to bed now. Put it back in the chicken coop.
Mm-hmm.
Back in the hutch. Cock-a-doodle, don't bring it up anymore, okay?
Oh, God, you don't think something's happened to him?
Well, I didn't do it. What's it mean?
Oh, thanks, guys. You're the best.
That concludes another thrilling edition of the Tim and Jess podcast.